child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery.
The ceremony began with a military flyover. The national anthem. Then, President Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He then made remarks recognizing those in the U.S. Armed Forces during war and peacetime. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
We're hearing from the man President-elect Trump has picked to be his border czar, former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chief Tom Homan on Fox News.
The calling is clear. I got to go back and help because every morning I'm pissed off about what this administration did to the most secure border in my lifetime. So I'm going to go back and do what I can to fix it.
Trump congressional ally Elise Stefanik has been selected as the next ambassador to the UN. Stephen Miller returns as deputy chief of staff for policy. Now to Southern California and the fight against that wildfire that's now 36% contained. CBS's Elise Preston is covering.
The mountain fire, fueled by hurricane force winds, jumped from neighborhood to neighborhood, crumbling more than 100 homes. Janice Lindsay lost her home of 30 years.
I opened my kitchen doors and I could smell it.
With little time, she grabbed whatever she could, including her musical instruments.
Wasn't counting on the house burning down, but at least I got something out.
Wildfire is also an issue in parched sections of the east. Vinny Lanza lives in West Milford, New Jersey, not far from where crews are battling a major fire.
Our whole neighborhood is, under siege, put it that way.
At the UN climate summit, American envoy John Podesta said positions from the U.S. are likely to change with the new Trump administration.
He's vowed to dismantle our environmental safeguards and once again withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement. That is what he has said, and we should believe him.
The Federal Reserve has made back-to-back interest rate cuts. Prospective home buyers are hoping mortgage rates will go down now, too. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
We have a new president coming in. We don't know exactly where the economy is going to go. We don't have hard facts, but investors will start to speculate, and that will drive mortgage rates. And you can see what did happen with mortgage rates before. They did come down because they were factoring in these interest rate cuts that we did get.
And right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 360 points. The S&P is up 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Veterans are being honored today across the area, including at Racine's Memorial Hall and Kenosha's Civil War Museum. These locations and many others are hosting special events to thank veterans for their service. Kenosha police have refuted social media rumors about the arrest of the mother of a 13-year-old charged with making threats at Roosevelt Elementary last week. The teen suspect was arrested Thursday and charged Friday. Police say they found replica firearms and evidence of school shooting-related searches at his home. Over the weekend, Wisconsin Democratic leader Ben Wickler commented on whether Vice President Kamala Harris should have appeared on the Joe Rogan show.
I think going forward, Democrats should find ways to show up and speak to voters where they are, where they're getting information, and build new ways to get information out to people and to connect with them.
Wickler appeared over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program. And the Kenosha St. Joe's football team has advanced to the semifinals after maintaining their shutout streak for three games. They put down Johnson Creek 42-0 in the WIAA Division 7 playoff last week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. What do you say?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With more clouds than sunshine and crashing temperatures throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap a 10-degree wind chill on top of the cooler temps. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
And it's now time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey. And it is sponsored by and sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. Go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue Racine. And again, we thank RacineDiscCenter.com for sponsoring Paul Harvey and
the rest of the story. World War II in the Pacific at dawn. Two American destroyers, the USS Connor and the USS Charette, have been trailing a suspicious Japanese vessel all through the night. It appears to be a hospital ship, but the U.S. Navy has reason to believe that the Tachibana Maru, in fact, is a transport vessel carrying troops and weapons. So this is the plan. The two American destroyers will stop the Japanese ship at daybreak. We'll send 15 unarmed personnel aboard her to investigate. If the Tachibana Maru is what it's supposed to be, the boarding party will leave in peace. But if the ship is what the Navy thinks it is, the destroyer will sink her, whether the Americans on board are able to escape or not. So, as the sun peers over the Pacific horizon, those who have volunteered to board the Tachibana Maru, four officers and 11 sailors, finish writing letters to their families, letters which are to be sent in case the men do not return. The Japanese vessel is radioed to halt. Shortly thereafter, the American boarding party arrives in a dinghy. The Japanese personnel greet them with smiles and with bows. This is only a hospital ship, the Japanese captain says, through an interpreter. While the American medical officer goes below to inspect the patients, the commanding officer searches for medical supplies, and neither officer finds what he's looking for. The patients, as it turns out, are combat-ready Japanese troops, more than 1,600 of them. The medical supplies, guns, artillery shells, maybe 40 tons of weaponry. The American commanding officer radios back to the destroyers by walkie-talkie, relating his discovery. And then he turns to the captain of the Tachibana Maru, informing him that he's under arrest. Minutes later, before the Japanese are fully aware of what's happened, 70 armed American sailors and Marines are aboard the enemy vessel. But not a shot is fired. That's the wonderful part of this story of the Tachibana Maru. The U.S. Navy takes over, and escorts the ship to the nearest Allied port, delivering 40 tons of weapons and ammo and 1,663 prisoners, all of them unharmed. Not a shot's fired. And yet, despite that remarkable and remarkably humane accomplishment, not one person aboard the Connor or the Charette received a medal, nor even a citation. In fact, what they did barely earned them a brief mention in one stateside newspaper, because on the day the Japanese ship was brought into port, other news obscured its capture. Seldom in any wartime throughout history, has such a mercy been recorded. One intemperate command and thousands of lives might have been lost. And yet, because of precision planning and the cooperation of the enemy and a little bit of luck, the United States Navy made one of the biggest POW hauls of the entire war without firing a shot, without spilling a single drop of blood. And this is the first you ever heard about it. Because the day those 1,663 Japanese prisoners were brought mercifully to Morotai, that was August 6, 1945, the same day we dropped the big bomb on Hiroshima. And now you know the rest of the story.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
I should be happy with you.
young Linda Ronstadt, although she's ageless, let's be honest. Linda Ronstadt, 1974, Silver Threads and Golden Needles. Great, great singer. Not singing. She's got progressive supranuclear palsy. You know who else had that? Was Dudley Moore. It's not a friendly, it's kind of like Parkinson's on steroids. But luckily, there's a my neighbor had it, a really good friend of mine that passed away from it. But in Linda's case, luckily, there's been some studies on it and hopefully some more studies and get rid of that deadly disease. I'm sick of it. Sick of that one. It needs to go, along with Alzheimer's and a whole slew of other pancreatic cancer being one I wish we could cure. And I think someday we will. WRJN Big Deal Stores full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. You just log on to WRJN.com. When you go on WRJN.com, it's right at top right there. Big deals. Click on that and give you a chance to look and see what we've got and save at least 30%. You can get a certificate worth $40 for just $28. A $20 gift certificate for only $14. So click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com and listen for our big deal of the day twice a week here to save 50% on all kinds of food, services, and more on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
The timeless is right here at WRJN. Artist of Record Contest. Somebody's going to win. Ida March album. Yep. When they hear the song Vehicle. Friendly stranger in a black sedan. Yeah. And before one, although you know me, probably be a lot earlier than that. I don't like to make you wait. You got to wait enough in life, right? If you're my fifth caller, 262-634-WRJN. Yep. And it's soon. Real soon.
Stars above, wanna say, wanna say, wanna say it.
Hey, this sure sounds like it would be the contest song, doesn't it? Caller number 562-634-WRJN. Good luck.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have you tried. God in heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I can take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know I do. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, need ya, won't ya? I got to have ya. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
All right, we've got a winner. April Piwani from Mount Pleasant, who's actually seen them in concert, 72 or 73. Congratulations, April. All right, our next chance to win Artist of Record is tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, tomorrow it'll be the Cow Sills.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids on her finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, have mercy. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump dinger, and I like to my back. Devil with a blue red, blue red. Miss Molly, so like a boy.
on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress. Gonna suck it to me now.
Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels, Devil with a Blue Dress On. And again, congratulations to my Artist of Record winner this hour, April Pewani, who knows where Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant is, right by the school antique mall, right down the street from there. And I am so excited for her, who also is qualified now to win a record player at the end of this month. Now, this next, this quick aside is actually courtesy of Don Rosen, who told me that this guy passed away.
You've got mail.
Yeah, seriously. This guy passed away. He, of course, they taped him, oh my goodness, back in the 90s, and he just passed away this week. So, yeah. But he only made like 200 and something bucks to record that. He recorded your files completed. And goodbye. But that one right there. One more time here. No, wait. Here we go. We'll try it again.
You've got mail.
There we go. All right. Rest in peace, sir. All right. We're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles and local news and actually some other local Wisconsin news as well on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Memorial Hall and Kenosha's Civil War Museum are places where vets are being thanked today. As people locally show appreciation, there's a Wisconsin organization connecting veterans with their loved ones around the world.
Helping young people in the military travel home to see their family, to see their friends and loved ones. We help them by essentially being able to afford that ticket. Many times they just can't afford to get that $2,000 ticket home from Okinawa or Japan or Germany.
That's Larry Jackson, founder of the Ben Jackson Foundation. A ticket home can range from $800 to more than $2,000 for any military member. You can find out how to help or get help at benjacksonfoundation.org. Kenosha police are putting down rumors on social media about the arrest of the mother of a 13-year-old charged with making threats at Roosevelt Elementary. The teen suspect is a former Roosevelt student and currently enrolled at Mahone Middle School. They were arrested Thursday and formally charged Friday for allegedly attempting to threaten students on campus. While the initial report of a gun in the teen's bag were found to be false, law enforcement says they did recover replica firearms at his home and evidence of online searches related to school shootings. And the Kenosha St. Joe's football team extended their shutout streak to 3 games. They're now moving on to the semifinals Friday night. Last week, the Lancers put down Johnson Creek 42-0 in the WIAA Division 7 playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With more clouds than sunshine and crashing temperatures throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap a 10-degree wind chill on top of the cooler temps. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've
Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Local news and timeless is right here on WRJN, even if it's not a rainy day, although it is a Monday. You don't need an excuse to play the Carpenters. Nope, not on this channel. It's going to take some time. WRJN.
It's going to take some time this time to get myself in shape. I really fell out of line this time. The gate, the birds on the telephone lines are crying out to me.
Next time,
and I won't be so blind next time, and I'll find some harmony.
But it's going to take some time this time,
and I can't make demands. But like the young trees in the time, Ireland had a band. After all the tears we spent, how could we make amends? So it's one more round for experience, and I'm on the road again. And it's going to take some time this time, and I can't make demands. Ireland had a band.
that song, The Carpenters, on WRJN with local news, timeless hits, and sports. Badgersmen basketball is going to be back on WRJN this season. And to hear the next game, it's Friday, November 15th. Yeah, later this week. Yeah. 4:30 is the pregame. The Matt LaPay has the call of the game at 6:30 live here on WRJN.
your faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're straight. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange,
oh, I love that one. From the Doors, People Are Strange on WRJN. I'll say everybody except me, because I'm stranger. Very well.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, because I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Something on WRJN, and I'm Cindy Huber, up to no good, of course, looking for songs I can play for you the next hour. Yeah, we're going to have a little fun next hour, because it's a Monday, that's why. And because Monday's request day, you knew that, right? No? Well, anyway, other people did. It's CBS National News coming up, Stuart J. Waddle's local news, and Mike Clemens with sports after this.